Aaron, thanks for taking time with me today.
Sure, my pleasure.
I know you're very busy. Not only are you an accomplished organist, and you have a long list of awards to your credit, but you are also a scientist.
Yes, I, up to 2018, was working as a researcher at the University of Michigan studying polymers, which falls under the umbrella of material science.
So which came first, your passion for music or your passion for science?
I think I kind of grew up liking both very much. My favorite subject in school was physics in junior high, high school, all through undergrad even. But I decided to go into engineering because I thought it might be more practical. But all that time, I was actually still playing the piano. And later on, I switched to organ.
Well, some people may say, wow, music and science, those are so different, but maybe not. I'm looking at an article that you wrote for the American Organist a few years ago, and you say, at their core, the two share something very much in common. In a sense, they're both pursuits of truth and beauty. I really like that.
Yeah, right. And I really think that's still true, because both at their core are really deep and searching topics and fields of study, and like we're always working towards trying to find a deeper meaning in what we're whatever we're investigating, whether it's figuring out how to make a musical line as beautiful as possible, or to bring out to the listener like how can they perceive the form or structure of a composition better by through how we play it. Or it's like answering scientific questions about how a particular material system works or why certain materials behave the way they do. So all of them are trying to answer some deep fundamental questions.
I also like what you said in the same article. You said science directs us to look outward while art invites us to look within. So that's another really nice way to look at it too.
Right. And these questions that we're trying to answer, correct. Yeah, the sciences often mostly are addressing the physical world around us. And I think music is a way to look at our inner emotions and audiate them, really. Yeah.
Well, it comes up so often when I talk to folks how the discipline of music reaches so many areas of our life, the discipline that includes, well, not only like personal discipline, but practice and being able to be by yourself and be patient. Mm-hmm. And all of those things really do transfer very well to your work in materials research.
Right. Yep. And I think pretty much in any field, I feel like if you were to be successful, this is what my PhD advisor told me, that you have to be dwelling on the problem you're studying essentially 24/7. Like you'll be thinking about it in the shower, when you wake up, when you go to bed, when you're at lunch. And I think it's the same with music too. Like you have all these melodies and voices that you're trying to play beautifully, but you're always, I feel, I am always thinking about how to best play and learn them and make them sound in order to make them sound as beautiful as possible. So yes, in terms of discipline, it's very much, I think, a mental game too. Like you have to somehow find the mental focus to persevere in that study.
With all of those thoughts, you must—you have a lot going on in your head. Do you ever sort of compartmentalize and say, "Okay, now I'm going to think about music, and now I'm going to think about my research"?
Yes, I do kind of have to do that. Yes, and right there, of course, like we're all humans, and I also have a limit, and there's only so much that one can multitask on in a day.
Yes.
And actually, I don't do any science now. I've become a full-time musician, partly also because I'm doing a music degree at Yale, so that's taking up a significant amount of time, in addition to all the concertizing that I have to do, including the one coming up in Mount Pleasant. Yes, I had to, for 10 hours a day, I would focus on science, and for the residual time, I would practice and think about music, yeah.
We are really looking forward to your visit here in Mount Pleasant on Thursday. Actually, you will be here ahead of time. Let's talk about that for just a bit. Many folks may be most familiar with the organ in a church setting, maybe not so much in a concert hall type setting. What should they expect? What should they look and listen for on Thursday?
Yeah, well, I'm a big believer in the presenting the organ as a concert instrument, meaning like we should try to program as organists music that is accessible and relatable to the most number of people that attend a concert. And I know there's a lot of organ music that was written for the church and for liturgical use. I try to balance that with more concert style pieces, I guess, things that maybe you might not hear in a church service, like some secular pieces by Bizet. Like I'm playing an arrangement of an orchestral work of his, the Farandole from the Larlesian suite. But then you'll also hear some beautiful pieces by Bach based on Lutheran chorales, which he would have sung and arranged for his churches that he worked for. And so I think it's a good mix of fun pieces as well as more like serious organ music. And I think there should be something of interest to everyone that attends.
Yes, thank you so much for presenting such a varied program so that everyone can enjoy it. And I know you have to go. You have lots of commitments ahead. But thanks so much for spending time with me today. We will get the word out about the concert on Thursday, and safe travels to you. You do have a Michigan connection going to school at U of M. And you're at Yale now, but you will be back in Michigan. So we're really looking forward to it.
Yes, me too. Thank you so much, Judy.
Thank you, Aaron.